I want to talk to you, please. I wanted to just cover things briefly. I was hit this morning in the briefing on a sensitive area, which I just kind of fuzz through and brush over because Eastman was in. I was asked whether or not you supported all Republican candidates. And I said, look, I'm not going to do a state-by-state rundown and all this as a committee. And I went through all that. Then I was pressed, well, does he support you? Are you meaning to say that you won't say that he supports the former member of the cabinet? I said, what do you mean? They said, block. I said, well, the president. Yeah. They said, does he apply? I said, he certainly doesn't oppose him. And then I was asked whether or not he supports him. I said, yes, you can write it either way. He doesn't oppose him or he supports him. You know, so I made the point that we just, not in a harsh way, on Spartan. But then it came to the Sparks and to the Eastman thing with Carmichael. Well, see, I did say that I support him. I said
the way I put it,
the way I told the public, I could back off of that.
You could say,
thank you.
president would oppose a member's cabinet. I said the president certainly doesn't oppose one. Then I was asked, well, are you saying that he supports him? There's a difference between not opposing and supporting him. I said, well, you can write it either way. You know, it's not opposing or supporting, but I never said that he supports one. No, I think we're all right on that. On Carmichael thing, I left a little song. He's running a piece.
He's on the phone. Well, Carmichael's not supporting that.
Oh, yes.
The total works with that. But see, I'm not for him. I'm for him.
No, that's where I'm going to say it.
And I am for my fellow. I'm not for the phone. Go further on both of those. And I'm doing it in the individual way. He's better. I will not oppose any candidate.